Hey fam, it's us back in the streets.
Hey guys, what's up? It's us, the Couch Potatoes, back again with another episode. I know, it's been 3 months. So what? Shut up.
It's still in the basement.
I know.
We feel like we are incapable of doing it anywhere else.
We killed Rory.
In my basement.
Yeah, Rory's dead.
Yeah, Rory's dead. Rory. Yeah.
He didn't talk much anyways.
Alright, so... this time we're going to be throwing questions around to the other people in our couch potato party. And
it's going to be question hot potato.
All right. I'll go.
Shh.
I'll go first. And so, if you guys had a superpower, what would it be?
This is easy.
I know what you have.
It's hard.
I mean, listen. This is going to sound selfish, but I wish I had the power of turning any bill into $100
bill. Crash the economy.
Yeah, that would crash the economy.
No, it would just focus on me, and then I can fund.
Hands it to other people.
I will buy 5,000 inflatable couches, and I will create my inflatable couch empire.
I would have the Speed Force, because Speed Force, like...
Omni Powers.
It's not Omni Powers.
It's basically...
Okay, not Omni Flash, like, level down.
I'm saying, like...
watered down Speed Force.
I'm saying, I want the Speed Force, but with all the drawbacks there is. Like, time race, I can't go around doing whatever I want, time travel, or the time race is coming to kill me and take me away to the Speed Force and imprison me. I can't, like, I can run to alternate dimensions and all that stuff, like... But no.
That's basically an Omni Power.
Going to alternate dimensions?
You can't control everything.
Yeah, but like, no going back in time, like, killing whoever
you
I want.
You probably can't go. You can't control time, but you can control.
Flash can't control time either.
Yes, he can. One of the newer comics, he can control time.
What?
Yeah, when he's got blue lightning.
What happens when we focus on alternate timelines?
Let's not talk about alternate timelines. Right. Time travel is timey-wimey, confusing.
But yeah, I just love Flash. Or
is it possible to go fast?
It's toss-up. Either telekinesis or shape-shifting.
Well, I mean, I feel like you have enough brain cells to access telekinesis now.
About true shape-shifting? Like, you can shape-shift into anything?
Yeah.
With shape-shifting...
True polymorph.
True polymorph?
With shape-shifting, you could basically give yourself telekinesis.
I'd mess with my parents and, like, shape-shift into my parents.
Because telekinesis is basically brain power.
Hello, I'm
like
you.
Really high brain power.
Like, not shape-shifting that I can give myself biological powers. Like, I can breathe fire like a dragon, but that's about it.
That's a biological power, Connor.
Actually, it can be explained, but if I had grown a methane crystal and add a flammable gas that I consumed through my food, and when I breathed it out, it would...
Connor's
crystal.
Done his research.
I've done my research.
Connor,
shut up.
Connor
don't fight me on
Connor
this.
Connor literally thinks he's a dragon.
I do not think I'm a dragon.
No,
I
he's
know
sexually
I'm
attracted to
how
dragons.
Cool.
That's pretty weird, so let's go with no.
How cool would it be to have full gravitational control over you and your surroundings?
What are you saying?
That's just telekinesis watered down.
No, just like, you can change gravity for a certain object.
Telekinesis.
No.
Telekinesis
is more like focusing and moving an object with your mind.
On how
but I'm like talking about fixating a certain object to have a certain way of gravity. Like
yeah,
if
like
I
you can make someone like fall.
And we're back. Sorry.
So, telekinesis is because it's not omnipotent, but if you could like control the atoms, then you can shift the molecular structure of anything. You can do alchemy because you can shift around the number of protons if you're really minute enough and can think that small. Or you can, you know, crush planets if you're looking at it. But, I mean, the amount of stress that would cause is pretty weird. But,
just pulls the mood into
shape-shifting,
yourself.
I could be, like, Deadpool, Wolverine, and a high-level warlock all mixed up into one. So,
if you shape-shifted...
What do you guys think?
If you shape-shifted into those people, would you gain those powers or just look like them?
Like, if I got wings, I could fly, but if I got, like...
You could,
if I got, like, the...
If you became Deadpool, would you gain his,
I could just, like... Oh, you cut off my arm? Shape-shift it back on.
Yeah.
So, all right.
What's yours, Kate?
If I
was
offered
either one, it would be a pretty tough one.
Magic Lordship. Which basically means... You basically
no
have...
No Omni-powers.
It's not Omni-powers because it's not Omni-magic. Magic Lordship basically just means you have all the magic. But that's not Omni-powers because there's Omni-magic.
Did you look up this up on PowerWiki?
a long time ago. Back when
I sent you the link for it.
No. Back when I did a lot of role playing online, because.
Oh yeah, back when you did that during the day with Dr. the rest of us.
Sure. All right.
Gabe.
No, I'm not done yet. Okay, so I do that because with magic, it can be negated if someone has a specific power to counter magic. But if you have magic, you can basically do anything. You could, I could have Gabe's power, I could have Bryce's power, I could have Connor's power. I could have anything.
Yeah, that's why it's such a vague power.
It's such a vague power, that's why it's great.
That's why.
But if we're talking about Omni powers, I would basically become Alien X from Ben 10.
Okay, can I talk about that for a second? Omni potion is just so boring. Because you can control everything. And like, when I'm a dungeon master, that's close. The difference between dungeon master and Omni potions is you three. It's because I don't control everything. And that's the difference. That's why Omni potions is just boring. That's why I believe free will exists, because I believe God would get bored if we control everything. If there's a God. I'm pretty sure there is, but. Not that topic. Check my other video.
All right, Gabe, your question.
What?
What's your question?
What do you want to ask us?
You can just pass if you don't have one. Pass.
Just go.
I'm processing.
Any question?
Question do I want to I gotta think of a question that's worth asking, because I have a million questions, but if I say the first one off my head, then it's just gonna be stupid and pointless, because it'll be like stupid, like would you like waffles or pancakes for your breakfast, and it'll be like, oh my god, really?
Well, that's literally the point of this podcast, is it'd be stupid and pointless. So
well, I mean, I want a question to count if it's my only question.
It's not your only question.
We can go. We're doing it in a circle. It's gonna come back to you.
Oh yeah, but
do we like? Do we go and then come back to you?
Oh.
What's your favorite color and why?
Would you change gender for a day if you could?
Duh.
If you could
risking a period, no.
If you could manipulate any matter to become another matter. But you can only choose one matter to be able to manipulate anything into it.
One element.
One element. Yeah, one element. A single element that you can manipulate anything that you want to become.
Into any sort of other element?
Yeah, it could be like the wall. You can change it into whatever.
But then you
can
change it back.
Carbon.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
You could save the planet, and you could basically make anything.
Think about it. You could just turn carbon into other stuff that doesn't... That'd be death, because if you just turn the carbon into someone else, would it not be carbon, but the other elements would break down with the other elements, because carbon's special
death.
Enough to... So, you answer first.
Of course, I'd be carbon, because all living things are made of carbon, no?
So you just be like, I don't want my finger to live anymore.
Become death.
You are death, bro.
I would turn carbon, because you have to turn it from one thing to another, I would turn carbon to oxygen, because... Eventually, because we're heading there right now, eventually there's going to be too much carbon in the atmosphere, so that would at least get by the planet another 5 years.
Change all the carbon in the atmosphere?
That would kill us all, because we wouldn't have any more carbon to keep us warm.
If we changed all the carbon...
Oh, gosh, I wish I could come up with something original, but yeah, carbon. You could change it into oxygen for the atmosphere. You could change it...
You could change...
If we have too much oxygen in our atmosphere, it could greatly mess with our planet.
I just found a new way you can kill people. You can turn the carbon dioxide in their lungs into H2O and drown them.
Or you could turn it into lead.
Not lead.
Just fill your lungs with lead.
Yeah, but it's not as cool as just be like,
dude,
hey, haha, I have no fear of water.
No.
Dude.
Would it be touch manipulation or sight? Psych manipulation, touch manipulation,
psychic.
Or at will manipulation.
Psychic manipulation.
At will, right?
At will.
Okay, then.
No, you can't. You just, like, be thinking about it, and then just some random person just gets turned into pure carbon.
No. But wait. You can turn things into your element, and then the element into other things, or can you just turn your element to other things?
You can turn any element into that element.
And then that into other things.
Yes.
So you just get complete element manipulation.
Yes.
Basically,
with extra steps.
Eventually, you
become an alchemist.
You become
coming out?
Yeah. You're coming out? Yeah. Dude, I'd be down. I'd still be down.
Dude, because 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, power? I'm down.
I messed up.
You could make your skin hard.
That's the only thing that's gonna make hard.
You could make your skin diamond.
You could be invincible.
No. Rocket Man. Basically. No. On the space
you would be invincible. No, you wouldn't
but
be invincible.
Weight, oh, no, wait. No, it would still be the same amount of grams, so it wouldn't be.
You could change.
But it'd be denser.
I don't know why every single time I think of monetary gain, but you could change. Become, you could change a rock into a diamond.
And then crash the diamond
industry. Yeah, then crash the diamond industry.
You could become a superhero.
You could destroy the world.
Yeah, you could just turn all the...
You could destroy... You could collapse the economy.
You could literally collapse...
You could turn trash into oil.
You could turn the core of the planet into carbon.
You could
Wasn't
turn...
Isn't it already superheated carbon, though?
No, it's iron, nickel.
All the...
We don't know.
Well, it's estimated iron.
Well, we've never been there,
anyways,
so...
Bryce.
Oh, okay, so one of these three. If you were, like, the president/ruler, just, like, the leader of the whole world...
Oh, I already answered this.
What would you prioritize first over everything on the planet?
I'd efficientize human sleep. I have a plan actually set out. First you efficientize sleep. Then you efficientize food. Then you go efficientizing the atmosphere, environment, animals, human technology, and the like. And then you get to space travel. And actually you do immortality before you get to space travel. Then you do space travel. Then you do never time travel. Never ever time travel. And then you can do like other stuff. Whatever you feel like.
I feel like I would first thing first,
you go last.
I go last.
Survival of the fittest.
Dude.
Give me the worst president because we
actually,
all die.
Natural selection, that would actually probably be more helpful for the human species.
I would just kill all the idiots off.
you'd kill yourself?
Idiots must die now.
I thought you were gonna say I kill all the Indians off.
I kill all
I mean,
the
that would,
I mean, what's the difference?
That would knock off like a 1 point something billion of the population, so I mean that would save human for another 10 years.
But I'd make it survival of the fittest. If you don't know how to fight, you don't know how to do work, you're going to die.
So you get shot in the spot?
Yeah.
You're a very communist.
I'm not communist.
Not
I just
We're
don't
equal,
like.
But
Kate
like...
confirmed fat Hitler.
Yeah, you fat Hitler, man. Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe, what would you do?
Well.
Me? Oh, I find a way to fish that
single
race. Gas
die.
I am become death.
I am become death. Bryce, you're up.
What'd Gabe say?
He said something about a gas chamber.
What'd you say, Gabe? Gas us, Jews.
I'd prioritize getting rid of the rest of the Jews.
Okay.
Here we are.
No, I'm joking, everyone. I'm not Hitler.
That's Cade's job.
Yeah, Cade. That's Cade. Okay. Cade, so what I would focus on...
I mean, Cade. Never mind. Cade, just stop. Shush your hands. Don't do that.
It's CO2 emissions. Let's do it. Let's dull that down. Let's stop. Stop
yeah,
what you're doing, because I'm about
to
ruin.
To
I'm about to make solar
working,
panels mandatory.
So crash the economy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But the thing is,
throw the economy
to,
out the
every
window.
Time,
so
you
what?
That, you have to
What's
sleep,
more important,
you have
money
to
or
eat.
Your life?
Shh. Both. Shh. But the thing about that is that if you'd have to sleep, you'd have to eat.
Connor, what you don't realize is, in order for humans to sleep and eat, we need good oxygen in the atmosphere, and...
That's right below them. But like
the environment is also dying off.
We
and because of climate
it wouldn't
change,
take that long if we actually put all our minds to it to fix sleep.
Because of climate change, the like areas that we grow our crops in are dying and not being able to suitable for crops anymore. Like, because within the next 10 years, all the corn and wheat in the world is estimated to die off. Corn, wheat, beans, also.
Well, that's some really depressing stuff. Let's move on from that topic.
But if I was the president or the ruler, I would like save the planet first.
Thank you.
Because
that was such a. Anything? Would you? Do you have anything more broad? I mean, I can't think of anything that's any more narrow than that.
You save the planet by lowering carbon emissions, and then you try and lower the carbon that's already in the atmosphere because we've already raised it so much. Yes, Cade.
I just want to say, everyone's like, save the planet. I'm over here. Survival of the fittest.
And then
1 a.m.
Stop it. 2
a.m.
Oh my god. I'm running out of time.
But then, like, after saving the planet, then you focus on immortality. Because immortality is great, because then you can do whatever you want.
Immortality would lead to overpopulation.
Well, that's why you leave the space travel after immortality.
I'd do space travel, then immortality.
But then so why would overpopulation be a problem? Because overpopulation is mainly due to food limitations.
Immortality means people don't die. People dying is why overpopulation isn't so horrible. Like, say, we go to Africa. And a lot of people die in Africa. Because a lot of people are really...
That's racist, Bryce.
You're really racist, you guys.
Now that's on the internet forever.
I know. I'm not really racist, I swear.
But, dude, people listen to this.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
But,
it's the four of us, and eight other people.
Food is kind of scarce in certain parts of Africa.
You think I listen to my own podcast? I hate myself.
But, if nobody died in Africa, that entire continent would be overrun.
It's like an invasive species.
But if everyone lived forever, then all the smartest minds, including Elon Musk, and maybe like the next super genius of the next generations, they could all work together and just advance human population 20 times faster.
Selective immortality.
Oh, that is such a bad idea.
That, yeah, because then everyone...
That is so dystopian. That is dystopian for Donald.
Yeah.
Well, if you make everyone immortal, overpopulation.
What
until
part
you
of space travel do
you
not
you
understand?
Said space travel after immortality.
But, like, right after it.
Yeah.
Because once you figure out immortality...
If we create immortality,
if
why bring
immortality.
New life into the world?
Yeah.
Then
exactly.
Don't.
Because that's why, like, the LGBTQ community... rising because that's
then don't if you want a baby then get an immortal
like
baby
sex marriages they can't produce offspring meaning less people being born
actually they can
is
there
the
could
figured,
be
the feminists figured out a way to take an egg cell and turn it into a sperm cell.
They're really ruining they're really ruining
they're really ruining overpopulation.
Then there's gays and me over here like guys no we're here to solve
dude,
the problem
no
not
they
to
are
make
not
it
there's a horrible version of immortality.
Finish,
I just realized
you...
like you will never die but you keep on aging.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah,
yeah but
that's
but then horrible. But then if you live long enough eventually you'll be able to reverse that and be
whatever
age
technically
you want.
You only start aging when your cells like stop.
Dude, if I became immortal I'd kill myself.
Your cells still deteriorate.
Well actually
dude your cells still deteriorate
I do
but they never die.
I could, and then I get bored and then I kill myself.
That'd be horrifying.
If
I'd have someone kill me, so
if we humans could figure out a way to isolate the gene that makes our body start dying and decaying.
Yes, it's a gene that does that.
It's gotta be, because
it isn't.
No one makes it.
Everything
die.
Does it, Bryce.
Yeah, but we
the gene is the entire thing. You'd have to throw out the whole DNA.
DNA breaks down as time goes on.
Okay,
add
that's
more DNA.
Okay, that's enough depressing thoughts from the couch.
Okay.
Connor, your question
needs to be less depressing. Crap. What's your favorite kind of animal and why?
That's like the most tame question so far.
I know.
What's
stop being
type
rude,
of animal?
You guys.
Okay.
Be happy.
Favorite type of animal? You're gonna say dragon.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Nothing
real,
from mythology.
Real I have real animals I like. I like all of them.
Hippie.
Except
the ones that deserve to die.
I
shut
like
up.
Cats. Hippie.
Oh, yeah.
Hippie.
Bugs.
Hippie.
Shut up.
Hippie.
Not hippie.
You're hippie. All right.
My favorite animal
is
the
love
hippie.
Love is a useless emotion. That's I'm not hippie. Shut
armadillo,
up.
Armadillo. Because armadillos are badass.
Freaking armadillos, man. You gotta love them armadillos.
Yeah. Armadillos are badass.
I thought you were gonna say like sloths.
I like cat.
Okay, that's cool.
Like,
that's
Asian.
Cool game.
I mean, our people eat them.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, have you ever eaten at Panda Express? Then you've eaten cats.
Why is there
can you pay
suddenly
attention for
more
other
thoughts?
People's questions except yourself?
I know what your question is. What's your favorite type of animal? And it has to be a real animal. It can't be from mythology.
Well, my Maru Sindedu.
My favorite animal.
Nani.
Kuruai.
My
where's my other sock?
My favorite wild animal is like a wolf.
Yeah, I think
Because they look sick and they eat people.
Armadillos are more badass.
But, Andy Armadillo from Texas Roadhouse.
Armadillo versus wolf, who would win?
A wolf.
Really?
Wolf's huge.
Armadillos are.
Wolf's thing that I'm about as tall as couch.
You can
armadillos are also basically freaking round armor.
Oh, yay.
What about a case?
Yeah, but so is the one guy from Godzilla, but he's lost every single fight he's ever been in.
Quesadilla.
He's a turtle.
Is he a turtle?
He's literally. That's literally the same thing as armadillo. They hide their.
Yeah, they hide their shells.
Yeah.
You're up.
Well, because
wolf.
Anguirus
but then,
can't.
Like, house. Emma, like, not Emma is like a dog.
My favorite animal, just because of how cool their evolutions are, is between a toss-up between a chameleon and an octopus.
A monkey, because we are one.
Shut up. An octopus can do so much, because I'm pretty sure, from what I've heard, they can also, like, split their own genes and adapt on the fly, and they can also camouflage, they can shoot ink, they can do other really cool stuff, and that's why they're cool. And chameleons, because they got the tongue. They have this special kind of vision with their two different eyes that can see different directions. They can change color. They have prehensile tails. It's awesome. And
octopus.
My favorite pet animal is bearded dragons, because they're adorable.
All right. Now, my next question.
Be tame.
Kind of ties into the favorite animal. If you could be mixed with any animal, what would you be mixed with? Gabe?
I have a question about it.
What?
Could you, like...
Not mythical.
No. Could
prehistoric,
you, like,
also. Oh,
crap.
Could you be... Would you, like, be permanently mixed with them, or could you, like, switch between, like...
Permanently.
Oh. I still got this. I wrote a story about a guy that's basically like this.
The pterodactyl?
No.
Gabe.
No. That was TOA. I didn't write that.
Okay, so Gabe's a furry. Bryce?
What'd he say?
He said a furry. Bryce?
Wait. So will you be, like... Only wait, what?
No,
okay,
I'm trying to think.
Don't
even question it.
Wait, if he was mixed with one,
I would be mixed with some sort of dinosaur.
If I was mixed with one,
would you only be
human.
Half furry?
I basically
would you be like,
that's not a species, it's a type
except
of
for I can't breathe fire. I basically be a dragonborn, except I can't breathe fire.
You'd be an Argonian.
I would be an Argonian.
You'd be an Argonian.
A Druish princess.
A Druish or a Jewish?
Spaceballs, you dingus.
If I did something with gills, would I be able to breathe in water and air and in water?
You would look
yeah.
like a fish.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. Oh.
Tip to be square.
Because they're reptiles. And if I can cloak the parts of my body that are animals, then it never looked like I was part animal. Boom.
Now it's gotten
Boom.
Around to me, and I have to think about this.
Oh my gosh.
Originally, I was going to say Velociraptor, but... Wouldn't it be cool if you mixed...
Turtle.
No.
Be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
If you were mixed with something like, I guess an octopus.
Because I can adapt on the fly?
I'm not so sure about
you'd
that.
You'd probably be very outcast in society, but hey,
you can,
have...
But you can't
then
flash.
You
have
make your
eight
hentai,
arms.
You can make your hentai personalities come to life.
You'd have eight arms.
Gosh darn it,
you could blind people.
Can I change my animal to be an octopus for hentai reasons?
No, I'd
be
octopus because... Octopus?
Occupy.
Octopus because why the fuck not? Or Kraken. Giant squid.
Shh.
Giant squid.
For the height advantage.
Or octopus. Either one works. Gabe, your question.
This isn't really going anywhere.
It's fun, though.
It's fun.
Huh. Well, jeez.
Gorsh!
Oh,
gorsh!
Gorsh!
Gorsh! What is your favorite green?
What
is your favorite movie?
Favorite movie?
No.
Oh.
It's
not
a question.
If...
The Aragon movie.
Go, give.
If you could change one thing in your life, like if you can go back and redo something, what would it be?
You're
joining this friend group.
Oh, oh, sick roast, Bryce.
Got him.
You wouldn't have any friends.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Nick, Alex, Blake?
They're part of Nick, Alex.
They don't love you. Part of this like we extension. Do, babe.
What?
Nick's technically part of friend group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Alex is like on the very outskirts.
No, Alex isn't.
Alex doesn't like you guys.
Yeah, you would.
He says that whenever you sat at lunch with the guys by yourself. I saw that one day, he was like, Bryce, I hate your friends.
Oh my gosh.
I hate him too, don't worry.
Dude, fuck your other friend group.
Why, yeah, man?
I hate...
The only people out of your other friend group that I like are freaking Ellie and Nick. Blake's an asshole. Alex...
Yeah, he is.
Blake's an asshole.
Oh my god.
Everyone agrees that Blake is an asshole. Even Cole agrees, and Cole's the nicest person around.
Oh my god. This is a podcast. This is drama.
Yeah, stop the drama. It's for after the podcast.
Anyways.
Fuck Blake.
Yeah, you would.
That's
not chloroform.
No, stinky suck. Same thing. For an entire day.
Probably go back in time and slap myself at some point.
I'd force myself to be active.
Gabe. It's like, don't stop doing,
I wouldn't jump off a moving scooter.
What?
So Lou always skipped me. It was Gabe's question.
I'd make sure I died in the pool.
Anything. Yeah, you did. You said you did.
Oh, yeah, that was a joke, though.
Not too late.
I would have made sure that I died in the pool when I cracked my hand open when I was a baby. I would have made sure I stayed down there and died.
Okay, I was thinking that, too, before we, not for you, but for me, but, like, as a joke. So, you're up, Bryce.
Bryce, go.
Don't be dark.
I would go back in time.
Your question, not your time to answer. Yeah.
No, but I'm gonna answer a question.
Too bad.
I go back in time.
Too bad.
And stop some relationship stuff.
So, Isabel.
Isabel.
No, something else.
Yes, Isabel. Definitely Isabel.
Bryce, your question.
Okay, my question. What would you do if... Oh, basically ask this question. I was gonna say, what would you do if time travel is real?
Destroy time travel.
I'd go back and make my life okay and not hell.
Hey, we're here, aren't we?
Become Hitler too, Electric Boogaloo.
Keep Hitler.
Electric.
Stop Hitler from committing suicide and get him cryogenically frozen.
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh my god, can you imagine they going to the future bringing him back to life like in
Cage,
a future
Cage,
utopia?
That's really
Cage,
you guys are
Cage,
really
Cage,
from like
Cage.
Go straight to hell.
Hitler 2 Electric Boogaloo. Jew a woo.
I can just imagine Satan like, oh yeah, I'm waiting for these guys to die. They've got some special places right here in the special hell.
Don't you ever wear socks as an
This is a horrible, horrible question.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I feel like this
what's
is
your question, Bryce?
Well, what would happen if churches weren't exempt from taxes?
I literally don't see any difference.
Yeah, I wouldn't see any difference.
The church makes so much money. Like,
literally
it's,
no difference.
It's no
They'd
difference.
Still be making a good majority of it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That was a sucky question.
No, listen.
That was a serious yes or no question.
The more money you make, the more you pay on taxes, okay? Mm-hmm. So,
if
they weren't exempt
from
the taxes,
you don't pay no
they would
taxes.
Have so much money to help people that are actually in need. Think of all the stuff we could do with all the church money. Stop giving money to God and give it to the homeless person outside your house.
The politicians would get it.
They have to pay more taxes than we do still. The richer you are, the more taxes you pay.
If you get paid on a government salary, then really that's
Does
just
Trump
tax
pay
budget.
Taxes?
What if everyone in the government had a set salary that couldn't go
Does the president forward? Pay taxes?
It doesn't...
Communism.
It doesn't even really work that way.
Bryce.
Because humans have backed us sort of into a corner where if we ever got out
Does
of it,
Does the president
it
pay taxes?
It is right now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, that's just like... It's just more government budget, and then we're going to like use it to build the wall.
Do the tax people pay taxes?
Do the
That's my question.
Pay
Does taxes pay taxes?
Texas pay taxes.
I want to move to Canada.
Why?
It seems to be working there.
Oh, no. Socialist
we can move
medicine.
In simply.
Socialist medicine. That means you have to pay more for taxes.
Yeah, because everyone gets free healthcare.
Everyone gets free healthcare, therefore you have to pay more, and you're more likely to be homeless.
Yeah, but at least they're known for being nice. That's like... It's better than where I get criticized for being too polite in America.
America first.
You please stop that. That's
like, hey, Connor, what's your question?
I don't know.
Connor, you question.
Asking really dark questions.
Connor, question.
Why are you like this?
Actual question.
That was a serious question. I'd ask what's your favorite D&D class, but you don't know them. You really only just say tank, and you just say bard.
My favorite class would be one for all.
He'd be speedster.
I really wouldn't have a
Sanic.
Answer. I feel like I want to ask, but I feel like I'm gonna be awkward if I ask any questions.
Ask questions, Connor.
Let's just go with this one because this is the nicer version. What's your favorite fictional character?
What kind of
Godzilla?
What kind of favorite we're talking about?
Sentient, fully sentient.
What kind of favorite we're talking
about? Has he talked?
He spoke to his son. He spoke it to his son, and he can do freaking karate. He's freaking flown.
Yeah, have you guys seen the video of him dropkicking?
I've seen the entire movie.
Where he does the dropkick across on his tail.
Yes, I have.
Which movie is it?
I forget. I regret everything.
Which Godzilla. Godzilla versus Smog Monster. And in the newer versions,
Who's your favorite fictional character?
Sentient.
Your gut cells.
I do
Cade.
Not.
Cade.
Huh. There's so many things, Godzilla.
I should say, my answer's not human either, so that
I'm tottering between Steven Universe and Hagrid. Only PS1 Hagrid.
He's. Which fictional character would you want to be real? Hagrid.
He is one Hagrid.
Get out of my house!
And he actually looks like that in real life, and like the world around, and he just like starts glitching the world around him, and he becomes a god.
Get out of my house!
Just look up in the sky, and it's his face.
Hello there, Harry.
Hot water.
Breath.
Well, okay. Favorite character.
He's gonna say
Naruto.
I hate Naruto.
He's gonna say Ashina.
Goku.
Deku.
Yeah. Deku because he looks like a cinnamon bun. Or a cinnamon.
Confirmed,
so
Bryce is pretty gay.
Yeah, Bryce is. Yeah.
Bryce is offended.
You guys not notice that Deku has like a baby face, but he's got like a six pack and like big old muscles?
Most only gay people notice that.
I'm gonna destroy
you.
Bryce, you're gay.
You say that as there's like that episode where he's got like
zooms
in on his abs and his like muscles and he's like covered in sweat and it just looks at his face, just like the most baby face you've ever seen, just throughout the body.
What are you gay?
I'm not the only one hearing this, right?
What are you gay?
Or maybe One Punch Man, because he can just like
another game.
One. Or Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
My favorite character is probably Starflight because he's pretty relatable.
Who's
Starflight? Oh, I'm gonna murder you.
See, Starfly, I haven't read it in like
Starfly's
forever.
Kind of dumb though, because like,
he's got really low.
He refused to let Darksocker heal his eyeballs.
He did.
Do you not remember that? No, he refused to let an enemy or whatever heal his eyeballs.
Yeah, because he's like that's weird soul stuff. I'm not doing that. I'm not letting that mess with my karma.
Hey, soul sister, I just wanna eat ass.
On the radio, stereo, the way you move it, there you know.
You're up, Cade.
I have to go take a shit.
Come on.
That's a good question.
All right. Time to ask a question.
Don't be dark.
Would you laugh if your parents died?
Yes.
No. No, I'm fucking.
What's
that's
wrong
not
with
my
you?
Question.
Because I cope with pain with laughter.
Okay.
That's like
I thought you meant like laugh because you'd like actually be laughing at it.
I wouldn't be laughing.
I'd probably
I'd
be
laughing.
Coping. Like, I don't know what I'd do. Depends on who's in control.
Savannah's in control.
Savannah killed your parents.
That's not what. No.
Oh, I get what you meant now. Like
you're so stupid.
No, I know what you meant.
Yeah, I know. The fact now that you didn't get it to begin with is why you're stupid.
Please. Man.
The thing about, like, who's in control of the family afterwards after your parents pass?
We're going down. I'm yelling timber.
It's your turn, Bryce.
You matter. What's your favorite band and why?
And Dragons because of Dragons. And Believer.
So. Hmm. That's a hard question. I'm tied between five bands.
Oh my god.
My top five.
My favorite band? Rubber.
My top five is AC/DC. My top five, AC/DC, Pink Floyd.
Bryce, don't you go to sleep.
I'm not. Why are you going to talk myself like this? Stay awake.
I didn't get no.
Boom, those are the two. It's tied. Yay, now it's my question.
What? I never answered the question. The game also has four bands.
Go, Bryce.
Jeez, okay, so here's the tie between AC/DC and Pink Floyd, right, Gabe?
Yeah.
Oh, and Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Oh, John Oates?
Let me guess. It's a...
I think it's Daryl Hall and John Oates. That's my favorite.
Hey, guess what, Bryce? I think I know yours. Wait, stop flipping me off.
Oh, I am? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Isn't John Oates the other guy? Like, they don't want to be the... Without a trace, dun-dun-dun-dun.
No.
I don't remember. Who made this song?
That was freaking Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking of the other one. What's it?
Oh, my gosh. Daryl Hall and John Oates are the people who freaking went... hang on. I feel so bad because I know all their songs, but I don't know how to say them.
I have a song stuck in my head, but I don't know
how to. Hey, Bryce, what's your favorite band?
You making my dreams come true.
Yeah. You make my dreams come true. That's the
guys'
song.
Oh, yeah. So listen to this.
Oh, yeah, Linkin Park with a Winchester's voice. It's just great.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, I hope you die now because you said that.
It's too late. I'm already dead.
I remember. For this book, I was like, only dead people can wield this. And then another guy picks it up. He's like, how can you do that? I'm dead inside.
I'm dead on the inside.
Shades the dead one.
Yeah, I know.
If you had the Infinity Gauntlet, what would you do with it?
Snap it once so that I'm immune to the effects of Infinity Gauntlet, then do whatever I want.
Well, you die the first time
snapping. I make myself immune to it. Because that's not like a universal scale thing, so it wouldn't kill me. And then I'd be immune to it after.
It's just, no, it's not the fact that it killed you. Because remember, Hulk wasn't even doing anything, and the power is still surging through his arm.
Yeah, but I'd snap fast enough. Because actually, if you watch Tony, the thing doesn't go until you use all six of them. So first I use the Reality Stone to make myself slightly immune to it, and I snap all six of them at once to make myself fully immune to it. Then I can use the power to...
Oh my god, that'd be broken.
There's like a single second while he has all the stones on his arm, then they all line up into the gauntlet.
And then he goes...
Plus, if he was able to do that for a little bit, I would have enough time to snap my fingers and make myself a little.
And
I've thought this through. Don't think I haven't thought this through.
Yeah, well, like, if you...
Oh, I have a question. A question because it's my turn now. What are you doing? What is your favorite Pokemon species? Pokemon.
Species?
Like, you mean, like, certain Pokemon?
Yeah. Squirtle!
Oh my god, it's 2:30 in the morning.
Squirtle. Easily. Eevee.
Why?
Because Squirtle's fucking dope.
Eevee's adorable.
Greninja would rape Squirtle in two seconds.
Have you seen Squirtle with sunglasses?
Squirtle Squad? Yes, I have.
Squirtle Squad was badass.
So was Ash Greninja.
Squirtle
Squad. But just Greninja in general just looks like a fucking badass because they have the little war shirt.
Why you game?
Eevee.
Why?
Because he has Let's Go Eevee.
And Pikachu, but I like Eevee better than Pikachu because Pikachu's a fat freaking rat that I can chuck in a meat grinder and make it into a McDonald's burger.
But Pikachu's played by Ryan Reynolds, so Pikachu's automatically better.
Well, freaking.
DP Detective Pikachu.
Eevee was played by Eric Andre.
Was it actually? Was it actually?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, you, it? Bryce, what's your favorite?
Greninja.
Why?
Because Greninja, just design looks cool. Also, I got, when I was playing on Omega Ruby, it was Alpha Sapphire, I wonder traded, got a level 1 Greninja.
Are you
worried? I traded up to level 1 Froakie and traded up to level 100 Greninja, and it just became my favorite Pokemon, because I don't know.
I asked this question on Chorus to Lazzle.
Lazzle?
Yeah.
What's that again?
The lizard with the poison fire type.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Like all tied for my favorites.
I wonder why you're a dragon type.
Because he's a dragon.
What? I don't think I'm a dragon.
He's sexually attracted to dragons.
That's kind of weird, actually, though, kid.
Please stop talking.
Okay, well,
I'm not the world's most comfortable man, but I know when I can.
By your PP size, go PP kid.
I forgot the rest of that
it's because,
song.
Because Slazzle has stab moves against literally all types as a super effective against
Ray, stop masturbating.
Fire covers ice and steel and poison covers fairy type and has a 4K resistance to fairy type.
Mwahaha.
Shane, what's your question?
Alright, boys.
You just put your own foot in your...
If you could bring any superhero to life...
Oh, gods.
Or super villain...
And they... Can you control them?
And you control them.
Okay, good.
Who would you bring?
Spider-Man. Because Spider-Man's so cool.
You're up. Game.
If I could control a superhero or supervillain...
No omnipotence.
I'm surprised Bryce didn't choose, like, all for one. Or one for all.
It's All Might bringing in here and like, yeah. I am now your predecessor. Give me the power.
They can't give you power. That's probably should be a stipulation.
No, one
control
for all.
Anything. All I already know what mine is.
I'll let you go before me because I'm going to want to explain that.
No. Okay, fine.
Okay, might be Daniel so I can have the Infinity Gauntlet.
Did you already say something?
No.
Don't be yourself, please.
After me, we wrap it up, because I want to get back to D&D.
I don't
want to
get back to D&D.
But Elgoosh and Brendan,
you're tired.
Right. Take a 30-minute cat nap, and then we wake back up at D&D.
He's not going to wake back up.
Well, guess what? We're going to wake him back up.
We'll punch him in the dick if he doesn't wake up.
Okay. To be honest, I'd probably sleep through that still.
Yeah, no, I doubt that.
I
already
Thor.
Have Balls of Steel.
You do Thor?
Yeah. As long as I have, like, Mjolnir and also...
You wouldn't be worthy if you were forcing him to give you Mjolnir.
Yeah, you wouldn't be worth it, but you can still use Stormbreaker. Stormbreaker doesn't require worthiness.
That's the stupidest stipulation I've ever heard.
Okay,
it's
guys.
It's the same thing in the comics.
Okay, guys, guess what? I'd bring Godzilla, because Godzilla's awesome and...
He's not a superhero or a supervillain.
He's not a supervillain.
He's also not a hero or a villain.
Okay.
If you can bring Godzilla, then I can be it.
Oh my god, getting Pennywise.
Pennywise is
the
technically
turtle.
A villain.
Why, yeah.
The turtle.
He's not
Gargantuan is not a superhero, he's a god.
Same thing.
I mean, Pennywise is technically a god.
If it's obviously the villain in the story, Pennywise is the obvious villain. I guess Godzilla would be considered the obvious villain.
Yeah.
Godzilla depends
on hero.
Which movie you're referring to.
Yeah.
Like the first Godzilla of the new series, he's definitely the villain.
I can't... Who's ready for It Chapter 2? I can't.
Of course, I need to see the first one.
But I'd obviously pick Godzilla.
I've learned enough from all of you talking about it.
If I can freaking control Godzilla, nobody's safe.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that, because I'm about to drop what you just said.
Thanos. What, you're going to bring an omnipotent bitch?
No, I'm not. He's not omnipotent.
Mecha Godzilla.
He's right below it. He's one step below.
Thanos.
Darkstalker.
You know,
boom.
Thanos snapped, would Godzilla
just animus and invulnerable?
If Thanos snapped, would Godzilla be a part of that?
And since Clark Well, actually, technically, he'd be omnipotent now, because
Connor... Darkstalker would be omnipotent.
Because Connor would control him, and he would... Connor's, like, uses Anna's ability.
Yeah, but then he becomes insane.
Okay, let me rephrase this. Any character that isn't fucking overpowered...
He's not overpowered. Thanos. He got defeated because he's a big... He's a big stupid.
Well, you'd be controlling him!
Exactly! Godzilla's a big stupid, and you'd be controlling him, and that'd make him much more powerful.
But he wouldn't be overpowered. He's not invulnerable.
Fun fact.
Invulnerability.
Yes, he would be technically.
Fun fact of the day. If Godzilla was real, he'd generate 1,735,475 gallons of piss a day.
But guess what?
Fine.
Nobody who's invulnerable.
Turtle.
Mark Twain? Wait, turtle.
Wings of fire. Oh.
Of course, everything that Connor answers is going to be from Wings of Fire.
Anemone.
He's someone who's not from Wings of Fire, Connor.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. I've been on Korra way too long for that to be a legitimate answer.
We don't want to be sleepy while walking downtown.
Yeah, so me and Gibbon are talking about this.
Just drink caffeine.
That's the most retarded idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's why you guys would be done.
You're gonna have a 30-minute nap, and if you don't wake up when I try to wake you up, I'm gonna punch you in the dick.
Okay, now that you're mean that I can't draw it from Wings of Fire.
The lighting.
The person from the squirt. No,
the lighting up here is making me.
Father! I get father!
This lighting is making me uncomfortable for
some
reason.
No, he's not.
He's
killed one. Are we talking about father before or after he swallowed God?
Variable.
Oh my god. Variable is technically immortal, isn't it?
No.
Oh no.
If he dies enough times, he dies. If he dies enough times, he dies.
Is that how all the deadites were? I thought deadites were immortal until they got killed by a...
If they die enough times, they run out of life force and they die.
We gotta make this an hour, right?
Why?
No, we don't.
But that just
is that like... Does that go against your stipulations?
No.
Darkstalker goes against your stipulations.
He's invulnerable.
Hey, buddy.
Variable can literally do everything Darkstalker can do 10 times better without losing his soul. I don't understand why you think that.
Because invulnerability is fucking cheap.
Okay.
And you think Godzilla wouldn't be invulnerable to everything we have? Except nukes. And technically, depending on the Godzilla you pick, he's immune to nukes too.
Every Godzilla is immune to nukes.
Exactly. Nothing we can throw at him would be able to stop him.
I'm
for
sleepy.
Another superpowered being. So if you didn't pick a superpowered being that could beat my superpowered being, that's your own problem.
Here's what you could do. Because at human ingenuity, everyone would pull up to fucking destroy Godzilla, and someone would make the oxygen destroy.
Is this, if we had school tomorrow, this would be hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's can I choose be. Alien X?
No.
No.
He's neutral. He's so neutral. He does not count as a superhero.
Is he chaotic neutral?
I figured out a way to control him and became a superhero with him.
No,
anyway, that about wraps it up, doesn't it?
I want to keep going.
No, Bryce,
no.
We're playing D&D now.
One more question from Bryce.
One more question from Bryce.
Hey.
What do you think of this experience? I don't know.
What would you do if you were Jesus?
Variable is less powerful.
Darkstalker is invulnerable.
Get over that. Actually, he switched it to immortality, if you remember from the Darkstalker.
I don't care about Wings of Fire that much.
No, he's invulnerable. Remember, he has skills
to immortality.
Okay.
Yeah, like, oh, no,
what's your question, Bryce?
Immortality.
Bryce, what's the question?
He can
both.
Do. Yeah,
what,
now he's as big as God.
What's
Joe
the
did.
Question you're going to ask?
The question is, if you could have any quirk from My Hero Academia,
oh my
what
God.
Would it be?
All for one.
All for one.
All for one.
All for one.
Because
you
awesome.
Can have any quirk.
All for one, duh.
One for all.
Everyone who wants all for one. Everyone who thinks, everyone who's a freaking weeb and wants one for all.
I want one for all so I can use the power of Black Whip.
He admits to being a weeb.
I want the power of Black Whip, who is a previous owner of One For All, so I can have the power of a superhero named Black Whip.
Oh yeah, you get to whip.
Wouldn't
Black
Nay
Nay.
So wouldn't that be so fitting for freaking Midnight, though?
Dude, have you ever met his brother, Black Nay Nay?
Yeah.
No, white nanny. White nanny.
Have you ever read his, white, you ever read his property nanny. Called Black Nanny?
Okay.
And his dog,
thank you for listening to Couch Potatoes. If you like this...
Then what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. See you in about 3 months.